Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
A Prayer for True Joy This Christmas, written and read by Ashley Moore. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. Christmas is a special time that believers and non-believers alike enjoy. We take our children to look at lights and decorations. We bake traditional family recipes and gather around tables with people we love. We buy thoughtful gifts to give to our friends and family. We put forth a lot of effort to experience joy during the season. We give December an extra line in the budget, take advantage of our PTO, and fill our calendars with events. I thoroughly enjoy these special celebrations and look forward to them each year. And it is good for us to take pleasure in these common graces as they are a gift from our Heavenly Father, James 1:17. But did you know joy isn't only reserved for the holiday season? The source of lasting and satisfying joy is always available. And here's the good news. It is easily found. This joy doesn't require hoop jumping, budget blowing, or running on fumes. David wrote in Psalm 16 that God's presence is where he found the fullness of joy. For the non-believer, the fleeting pleasures of this world are a grace that will pass away, ultimately leaving them dissatisfied and searching for more. Only when they come to know the God who made every good thing will they be satisfied and their joy become full. As for believers, we enjoy these good gifts from God, knowing that they are a shadow of the glory that is to come. The path that God made known to the psalmist and to us is the reason we truly celebrate this Christmas season. God sent his son Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us so that we could be made right with God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus, also known as the Word of God, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John 1:14. And when Jesus' time came, he died the death we deserved, and the veil that separated sinners from a holy God was torn. Matthew 27:51. Do you know what this means for us? The presence of God used to only be accessible via a high priest who, according to the Old Testament law, had to enter the Holy of Holies once a year to make a sacrifice for sins on behalf of the people. If you weren't a priest, You couldn't even go near it, Hebrews 9:7. Before Jesus, we were excluded from the presence of God and therefore unable to experience joy because of our sins. But not anymore. Jesus took the place of the high priest, making an offering on our behalf once and for all, Hebrews 10:14. And while we wait for his return, he has given us a helper in the Holy Spirit. This is good, good news and great joy. Dear believer, this Christmas season, we celebrate the birth of the Savior. We celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. His Spirit is inside of you. His presence dwells with his people. And in his presence is fullness of joy. So as you seek out ways to celebrate and enjoy this season, remember that true joy, lasting joy, comes from the presence of God. Take a moment to acknowledge he is with us and we will be with him forever because of this miraculous birth. This is our source of true joy this Christmas. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that in your presence we experience joy to the max. Thank you for making that available to us through the birth of your son, Jesus. His birth is the reason we seek out experiences that bring us joy during the season, even if it's only temporary joy. I pray we use this Christmas season to prompt us to acknowledge and engage with our true source of joy, your presence. Thank you for making lasting joy available to us. Thank you for every good gift. Lord, let us spend time abiding in your presence. And Lord, let us be evidence to unbelievers that you are their only hope for true, lasting joy. Let it be undeniable that we have been with you. And thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.